Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello, friends. This is Brother Byron again, and I'm just enjoying this wonderful day that the Lord has blessed us with. I pray that you're having a great day. Well, yesterday we talked about our testimonies. I mentioned how it seems that in the day we're living in now that people are reluctant to share their testimonies. It's rare anymore to go to a church and hear people testifying of the things that God has done for them. Now, at my church at Highland Baptist, I always give in every service an opportunity for people to give a testimony. And we have some that typically every time will say something about, you know, they love the Lord or thankful the Lord saved them. Sometimes we'll hear more than that, but we do have some folks that will share their testimonies. But, you know, it's just not like it used to be. And, you know, I miss that. And I pray that we could get back to that in this day that we live in because the Lord, listen, we need to tell this world of what the Lord has done for us. He saved our soul from hell. Hey, that's testimony enough right there. But we read from our text last time from 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 8 where Paul was talking to young Timothy and he said, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." Well, I shudder to think of the many opportunities that I've had in my life that I've allowed to pass by without sharing my testimony. Now, like I told you before, I don't have any big wild stories to tell you about when I was saved, you know. I was only 6 years old when the Lord saved me. I hadn't done very much wrong. I told you that I'd done a few things. I'd lied, and of course, and did things that my parents told me not to. And I stole a piece of candy one time from Hazel Sharp's store. And I'll never forget that. I'll tell you about that sometime. But that made an impact in my life of learning right from wrong when my father discovered what I'd done and marched me back to that store, and I apologized through tears. And then my dad, of course, took the belt to my backside. But, as far as really bad things, I was only six. I'd not done a lot of bad things. But I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in Vacation Bible School, and I was at Elm Street Baptist Church right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. My great uncle, Adriel Hall, was actually the pastor there, and he was the one preaching when I was there. Now, I did not go to Bible school to hear the gospel. That was actually the furthest thing from my mind. I went to Bible school for the cookies and the Kool-Aid, and I loved to build the little houses out of popsicle sticks and things out of macaroni. You know, that's what we did when I was growing up. We just used simple things in Bible school. We didn't have all these extravagant things that people have today, and they spend, you know, thousands of dollars on crafts and all. We just made crafts out of what we had. But listen, I went there with absolutely no plans or idea about being saved. You see, I thought, since I grew up in a Christian home, my parents brought me to church every time the door was open. My grandfather, Reverend Ed Spencer, is what he went by, Preacher Ed Spencer. He was one of the greatest preachers in this area. In fact, he broadcast on WKXV when they first started back in the 50s, live from the church that he founded, North Acres Baptist is where he founded that church. But he used to broadcast on the radio, and my granny Spencer, she used to play the piano. And so, you know, I was in church all the time, and I really didn't even know I was lost. And so, I just assumed that everything was fine. until that preacher got up and began preaching from the Word of God. I couldn't tell you what text he preached from that day. I have no idea. But I do know that he told me about Jesus. He told me what Jesus done for me. He pointed out that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he mentioned about those that leave this life lost will go to hell for eternity. Well, the Holy Spirit convicted my heart. And at only 6 years old, honestly, I thought I was going to die from a heart attack because my heart, you could literally see it beating out of my chest. I knew that if I didn't get saved that day, I would die and I would go to a devil's hell. I was sitting with some of my buddies that I'd made there in Bible school, and none of them was paying attention at all to the preaching. They were, you know, kicking the pews and talking and cutting up and stuff. And I was a little intimidated, thinking, well, if I go down to that altar and say anything to the preacher, these boys are going to make fun of me. And so I was resisting for quite some time there as I sat under conviction. But I realized that if I did not go, I would literally die and go to hell. And I had to go through that aisle and push those other boys' feet out of the way so I could get out. And I knelt down at that altar, and I'll never forget the preacher coming to me and asking me if I knew why that I was down there, and if I understood what Jesus had done for me, and if I would repent of my sins and receive Jesus as my Savior, that I'd be saved. And I agreed with all that, and I prayed for the Lord to save me, and I received Christ as my Savior that day, and he's been my Savior ever since. He's never left me nor forsaken me, and that was back in 1972. Now, I'd like to say that I've always lived a good life and a perfect life, and if I told you that, I'd be lying. There's been times where I've strayed away from the Lord, and I've done things I ought not to do, but I want you to know the Lord was always there. He was always there trying to reel me back in. Our good shepherd, he saw me as that sheep wandering around, and sure enough, he would pull me back in. Well, you know, there was one man that we read about in the Bible that often shared his testimony. Turn to the Psalms with me there in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read that to you. This is a testimony here from David. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 1. The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Now, if your Bible is like mine, it's most likely has a heading up at the top of this chapter that says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Those words are not part of the inspired text, but they're put there by our King James Bible translators to give us an understanding of who it is that's writing this particular psalm. Well, we all know how great a king that David was. The Bible even says that he was a man after God's own heart. It also tells us of the ups and downs and the sins that David committed in his lifetime. But one thing we need to understand about David was that he loved the Lord, and he loved to testify of the greatness of the Lord and tell what God had done for him. He said there in verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. In this fast-paced world that we live in today, nobody wants to wait on anything. I mean, when it comes to prayer, many people just want to whisper some short little prayer and then hold their hand out for an immediate answer from God. Friend, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it comes with much groaning and tears. David understood this better than anyone. He wrote this in Psalm 6, verses 6 and 7. He says, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears, mine eyes consumed because of grief. it waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Well, the truth is, if something is important to you, then by all means, don't give up if you don't immediately hear from God. God's time schedule doesn't always run the same as yours does. We need to wait patiently. If you're praying with a sincere heart, God is listening to you. Verse 2 there that David wrote, he says, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Well, now we hear David's testimony. Time after time throughout scriptures, we read of David giving testimony of the Lord. Here in this second verse, he's talking about being in a horrible pit. It's a scene of a man that is helpless and hopeless, doomed to die with no way to get out of this pit. He's sinking in this miry clay because there's no solid place for him to stand in the bottom of this pit. Then a strong man comes by and sees the poor man and reaches down and pulls him out. He doesn't take a look at him and say, well, good luck. I hope you get out of there. No, he pulls him out and puts him safely on a rock where he cannot sink. So the man sings a song of praise to his rescuer. Did you know that if you're saved today, that the Lord brought you up from a horrible pit as well? He's brought you out of a pit of hell, and he put your feet on the solid rock of ages. I could sit here all day and tell you about the things that has happened to some of my dear church members. Some have lost children, some have lost spouses, some have lost their eyesight, some their hearing, and the list goes on and on and on. But I have also witnessed how the Lord has stepped in and got them through the trials of their lives. I can tell you some of their testimonies of what God has done for them. Now, I'm sure that many of you listening to me right now, you could tell of the marvelous things that the Lord has done for you. Friends, that's your testimony, and others need to hear it. You never know what kind of encouragement you could give someone that is suffering through the same kind of trial or tragedy that you faced that the Lord got you through. Nearly all of us has friends and loved ones that are lost. Some of them, it seems, will never be saved. We pray for them and request prayer for them all the time. Hey, they need to hear your testimony. Don't be afraid of running them off by telling them what the Lord has done for you. Don't give up on those loved ones that are lost. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Listen, friends, our testimonies, they not only help other people when they hear them, but it brings glory to God. Isn't he worthy to be praised today? He is, my friend. He's worthy. One of my deacons at church calls me now and then just to simply share with me a testimony of what the Lord had done for him that day. Sometimes it's just how God had blessed him while reading the Bible, and I love to hear from him. Every time he tells me his testimonies, it brings great joy to my heart, and I know it brings glory to God. So how about you? Who are you going to share your testimony with today or tomorrow? Hey, you can even call people on the phone and just tell them what the Lord has done for you. He's worthy, friends. Well, we've ran out of time, and so I want you to pray with me today, and then I will get back together in our next broadcast. Father, thank you once again for this blessed opportunity to share your word. Lord, may we make a conscious effort to share our testimonies with others, not to bring glory to ourselves, but to bring glory to you. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bailey Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.